who comes to the mind? Well, I met him earlier when we were in 1980, Denny Washington. And he come to the mind to buy, we're trying to get rid of all this junk we had at the mine. You know, so many people, we had all these old trucks and that. And so he wanted to come to buy the trucks. Here comes Denny, and he's got a scarf, silk scarf on, and a little French hat, you know, the tassel on it. And I looked at that, and I said, I'm not going to meet with that guy. So I told this Chuck Hall, who was our finance guy, he had to. So he'd talk to Denny, you know, and Denny's got, you know, Then he said he wanted to always make a better deal. Huh? And the trucks are cheap, and we were trying to get rid of them. He said, he said, I can go back in Minnesota and buy those trucks and bring them back to Montana. And I said, tell him, go ahead. You're going to have to tear the damn trucks down. You have to haul them back here and put them together again. So I guess they must get them before next to nothing, you know. So finally, we made a deal with them that we would, there was an old shovel there that we'd sell that at our asking price, but there was a bunch of inventory for parts, so it was $200,000 to $300,000. So then he bought the trucks. So then when we were out looking for somebody to buy the mine, he came in with, and then he knew equipment, and he knew the, what his value was. You know, he's sharp. But he came with a friend of his that the guy had scrapped out an iron mine in Wyoming and made a lot of money. So when Denny, he partnered up with Denny, and they came to Butte, and we still had a core group of people in, at the senior areas that could run a mine and that. And where was I now? So anyway, he comes, and we put on our little dog and pony show and say that we think there's value and the rest of it. And then he says, okay. So he said, as he's leaving, he said, I might come back by myself in a couple of weeks. I said, okay, that's fine. So sure enough, he comes back, huh? And we had one guy, Roy Wilkes, who was from Denver, that was heading up asset disposal. He was there. And then he said, okay, I'll give you, anyway, he gave us a price. And first of all, we said, we can't make those decisions. They have to be made down in Denver. He said, well, let's go. And we did. I ran home, got a suitcase, and we went down to Denver. So September of 85, and we went down to Denver, and the Denny was, we were negotiating back and forth. And then we put Denny in the asset disposal room with all the rest of the stuff. And it was amazing how much stuff in Montana was there, huh? And so he starts looking, you know, and he comes back in and he says, hey, let's talk about everything in Montana. Not only in mine, but everything else. And Dorn Parkinson, I don't know if you ever heard of him, but he was president of Washington Corp here in Missoula. And he's pretty well turned white. So he kicks Denny back and says, you can't do that. You can't afford it. Blah, blah, blah. You know, he said, no. So we came back in and we started haggling. And at one point, Denny threw himself with a suit on, threw himself on the damn floor there and said, come on, walk all over me. You've been doing it all damn day here, you know. So anyway, he got a hell of a deal. Huh? And the deal, well, they made money, but what Denny paid was pittance.